Three fully vaccinated TX Democrats who fled to D.C. to protest election integrity measures test positive for Chinese coronavirus. By Hannah Blow on July 17, 2021. Three Democrat state lawmakers who gleefully fled from Texas to Washington, D.C. to avoid voting on election integrity issues have tested positive for the Chinese coronavirus despite being fully vaccinated. Dozens of Texas Democrats fled the state on Monday as part of their effort to deny House Republicans a quorum to pass any bills, particularly on issues surrounding election integrity. Pictures show the maskless Democrats smiling on a bus with a case of beer, as well as on a plane, holding up peace signs as they willfully shirked their duties as lawmakers. Now, according to the Texas House Democratic Caucus leadership, three of the members who fled have tested positive for the Chinese coronavirus. All three of them are fully vaccinated. One member tested positive for the virus on Friday and informed the caucus. Two other Democrat lawmakers, who are also fully vaccinated, tested positive for the virus on Saturday. The House Democratic Caucus is following all CDC guidance and protocols, House Democratic Caucus Chairman Chris Turner said in a statement. This is a sober reminder that COVID is still with us, and though vaccinations offer tremendous protection, we still must take necessary precautions, he continued. We are in touch with public health experts in Texas to provide additional guidance. Our caucus will follow all recommendations from public health experts as we continue our work, he added. According to the Austin American-Statesman, the unnamed lawmakers will receive a PCR test, a more sensitive and accurate version of a COVID-19 test, and will isolate for 10 days. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC guidance, fully vaccinated people should not visit private or public settings if they have tested positive for COVID-19 in the prior 10 days or are experiencing COVID-19 symptoms. Update. Republican State Leadership Committee President Dee Duncan issued a statement following the reports. Texas House Democrats already harmed their constituents by abandoning their jobs and halting critical legislation. And now we learn that their hypocritical maskless private jet excursion may have put others at risk, Duncan said, adding that they must be held accountable for their actions and the DLCC should apologize for encouraging their behavior. Texans are tired of being used as pawns in this fundraising charade being driven by National Democrats and will make their disgust clear at the ballot box in 2022, he added.